I kind of screwed up the Perfume Genius in the first, second. Sorry, yeah, that's it for housekeeping and mandatory mail. Next we should get to the featured artist. They're featuring Wilco. So, cue of the intro for this segment, if we can. Yeah, here's the feature artist.
And now, the featured artist segment on the next show.
And, this week we're featuring Wilco. We covered the early days. Their formation, since Sinistra collaboration and AM and being there. So this brings us to 1997. In November of 1997, Wilco entered Willie Nelson's recording studio in Spicewood, Texas to record a third studio album. The album was Lyrical Problems of Tweety and His Wife, as well as 20th Century Literature. Tweety relied heavily on Ben to provide music for the singer's bold but depressing lyrics. Because by then, Jay Bennett has entered the band. Actually, I think he entered with when 1996. Yes, he did. Wilco recorded several songs, including Via Chicago and She's a Jar, but began working on another project before assembling the tracks into an album. Nora Guthrie contacted singer-songwriter Billy Bragg in spring of 1995 about recording some unreleased songs by her father, folk singer Woody Guthrie. Most of the songs were written late in Guthrie's life when he was unable to record due to the motor impairments of Huntington's disease. By the 1990s, Woody Guthrie had become a relic to the MTV generation, and Nora sought to establish a different legacy for the musician. So Nora Bragg was the only singer I knew talking about the same issues as Woody. Bragg was concerned, however, that the fans did not realize the songs were written by Guthrie, and he performed them on tour, so he decided to record the album with another band. Bragg contacted Tweety and Bennett about co-recording the album while Wilco was on the European segment of their Being There tour. Bragg was particularly fond of Being There because their influence extended farther back than the 1950s. Although Tweety was indifferent to the offer, Bennett was excited about recording this songs with one of his idols. Ben's previous band, Titanic Love Affair, was named after a Billy Bragg lyric. A recording contract between Bragg and Wilco was signed over the show at Shepherd's Bush Empire. Bragg mostly recorded the politically charged lyrics, while Tweety preferred to record lyrics that showcased Guthrie as a freak weirdo. The recording of Mermaid Avenue began on December 12, 1997, and was the topic of the BBC's Man in the Sand documentary film. So, we're going to include... Yeah, here we go. Yeah. I just changed the playlist here. Yes. Going to play a song here from Billy Bragg and Wilco. It's from... And here's Billy Bragg and Wilco, Walt Whitman's niece, featured artist for Wilco, on the next show.
as I can recall, though my singing body could recollect, the girl had told us that she was a niece of Walt Whitman, but not which niece. And it takes a night and a girl and a book of this kind a long, long time to find its way back.
a picture on the island of Stromboli. Ingrid Bergman, you're so pretty. You'd make any mountain quiver. You'd make fire fly from the crater. Ingrid Bergman, this old mountain, it's been waiting all its life for you to work it, for your hand to touch its hard rock. Ingrid Bergman, Ingrid Bergman, if you walk across my camera, I will flash the world your story. I will pay you more than money, Ingrid Bergman. Not by pennies, dimes, nor quarters, but with happy sons and daughters, and they'll sing around Stromboli, Ingrid Bergman. This old mountain, it's been waiting all its life for you to work it, for your hand to touch its hard rock. Ingrid Bergman, Ingrid Bergman.
Yes, we just heard three songs by Billy Bragg and Wilco. That was Ingrid Bergman. Before that, we heard California Stars. And we started that set of music off with Walt Whitman's niece. All those are from the album Mermaid Avenue, released in 1998 on Elektra Records. This brings us to their next album, Summer Teeth, released on March 9th, 1999 on Reprise Records. So, anyway, it's 54 minutes past the hour. So, we get to like at least two songs. So, anyway, here's a... Oh, by the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.eh.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com. Replace the O with a zero for playlists and show archives. Anyway, here's Wilco. And, Can't Stand It. Future artist is Wilco on the next show.
You know it's, I'll be getting, I'll be getting. whiz kid, a sleepy kisser, a pretty war. Her feelings hit, she begged me not to miss her.
These are two songs by Wilco. That was She's a Jar. We started things off with Can't Stand It. Both of those were from Summer Teeth, released on Reprise Records in March 1999. And 3 minutes past the hour, so that pretty much does it for part two of our feature artist. Wilco, that pretty much puts the end of the 1990s. So the next next week we're going to cover the 2000s. So that's going to be part three. So anyway, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamer.e.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com. Replace the O with a zero for playlists and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlists, however, will not be updated for about a day or so. And the archives goes back to, like, 2010, if you can access it. So it pretty much goes back to the beginning of doing shows on RFD. You could also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. Amazingly enough, you survived hour number three of this week's The Next Show. We'll be back with hour number four, which features a tribute to Joey Molland. We'll have that. Oh, Joseph Charles Molland II. Yeah, well, the tribute to Joey Molland, we'll have that right after this.
Was that six last week?
The Next Show on Radio Free Digital.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
This is RFD.
One red Solo cup.
Red Solo cup.
One slightly illegal transmitter. And one homebrew antenna. Live from Minneapolis, Minnesota, you're listening to Radio Free Solo Cup.
Do you need a promo for your show? Contact Byron Lee Productions. Amazing single track editing and eventual pinkish delivery.
This song is corny and dry.
Hey, Rotten, it's me, man. It's Bill Nye, the science guy, man. And I got a little song about life and death that I think might end your worries, man. Listen.
Well, death isn't scary at all. No. It's perfectly natural. Even the birds, even the bees.
What do we do now?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm still processing the fact that Bill Nye, the freaking science guy, just passed on, and we saw it. I was like the biggest fan of his show. I knew the theme song, Bill Nye. This, yeah, I could, I'm not going to do it, but yeah, I'm like a mega fan, so that was hard to watch.
Anyway, so 7 minutes past the hour, so we'll probably get to the tribute to Joey Molland. And, I think this is going to spread into, like, at least next week. So, yeah, because I found more Joey Molland than I thought I would. Enough to cover at least 2 weeks, let's put it that way. Anyway, let's see if I can find it. Oh, here we go. And he was born June 21st, 1947, in Edge Hill, Liverpool, England. Died March 1st, 2025, so he died like about a month ago. Age 77, St. Louis Park, Minnesota. Genre is rock, power, pop. So, anyway, Molland's recording career began early in 1967 when he joined Gary Walker, formerly the Walker Brothers, for the group Gary Walker and the Rain. The band released several singles, an EP, an album on Polydor and Philips labels in the UK and Japan between 1967 and 1969. Titled Number One, the album featured four Marlon songs, was especially well received in Japan, but the band broke up in early 1969. So this is a track from Gary Walker in the Rain. Anyway, it's from album number one. This is the first track from the album. This is Gary Walker in the Rain and Magazine Woman. This is the truth. Joey Molland on the next show. Three songs by Gary Walker and the Rain. That was The View. Before that, we heard I Can't Stand to Lose You. And we started things off with Magazine Woman. All those were from album number one, released on Philips Records in 1968. I'll get some of the reviews here. The album was originally released in Japan. Only in the original pressing is extremely rare nowadays. While there are some vinyl reissues available, these are all unofficial copies. This one is an album which should get an official repressing. The record is a mix of psychedelic rock and pop, and most of the time the songs are nice. I dig the opener, Magazine Woman, very much, and The View is another personal favorite of mine. While I don't find this LP to be anything mind-blowing, it's still a pretty good listen from start to finish. Recommended for fans of British psychedelia of the late 60s. However, 3.5 stars is definitely the highest rating I can think of. Here's another one. Yet another wonderful reissue of a psych pop gem. I cannot believe most people don't talk about or recommend this album. Instantly caught my attention upon first listen. Razor sounding guitar is prevalent through the album. Excellent guitar work showcased through this nugget. The song, let's listen to a single released in 1969. So this is like the tail end of the period of time they were together. This is released on Philips Records. It has Come In, You'll Get Pneumonia, Back with Francis. So you're going to listen to both sides of the single. Here's Gary Walker in the Rain. And Come In, You'll Get Pneumonia.
Yeah.
that was Francis, which was the B-side of the previous track, Come In, You'll Get Pneumonia. Both those from Gary Walker and the Rain. Anyway, with the breakup of Gary Walker and the Rain, let's find the... here we go. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Mullen joined Badfinger as a guitarist in 1969. During Mullen's association with Apple Records, he made guest appearances on two George Harrison albums, All Things Must Pass and The Concert for Bangladesh, and the 1971 John Lennon album, Imagine, including the single Jealous Guide, released in 1985. So anyway, we're going to listen to a song from Badfinger. This is their first single, released in 1969. This is called Come and Get It. Written by Paul McCartney, by the way.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. Make your mind up fast. If you want it anytime, I can give it. But you better hurry, cause it may not last. You
pretty sure two songs by Badfinger. That was Carry On Till Tomorrow, and it started things off with Come and Get It. Both of those were from Magic Christian Music, released on Apple Records in 1970. Of course, Joey Molland was on guitar and vocals for that. So anyway, in 1970, George Harrison released All Things Must Pass. And although we may not know that at the time, Joey Molland was on that, was a member of that he played, let me see. Oh, yeah, here we go. It says, following musicians are either credited on the 2001 reissue of All Things Must Pass, or are acknowledged as having contributed after subsequent research. So Joey Molland played acoustic guitar on All Things Must Pass, and I don't know if it's any tracks, but where acoustic guitar is played, except this track. This is, George Harrison and his ripoff of He's So Fine. Well, My Sweet Lord is a tribute to Joey Molland on the next show.
I really Thank you.
Yes, that was George Harrison with Joey Molland on guitar. And While My Guitar Gently Weeps, the live version from the Concert for Bangladesh, released in 1971. Before that, we heard John Lennon and Jealous Guy, again with the Molland on guitar, from Imagine, released in 1971. That's from the 2010 remaster. And we started the job with George Harrison and My Sweet Lord from All Things Must Pass, originally released in 1970, but that was from the 2014 remaster. So anyway, we're paying tribute to Joey Molland. Next we're going to go back to Badfinger and their second album, No Dice, released on Apple Records in November 27th, 1970. Let's see, over here go. Reviews. As far as power pop goes, this is a seminal release. A heavy amount of blues rock mixed with that early Beatles sound. No matter what, it's definitely a standout track. I'm genuinely surprised that Paul McCartney isn't a songwriter on any of these tracks. It seems so authentically sweet and energetic. So yeah, this is a track from No Dice. Here's Badfinger. And I Can't Take It. We're paying tribute to Joey Molland on the next show.
Just give me five so I can step outside. Take
set you free, what you wanna be. Show me the way and I'll let you see what you do to me. Well, it's not enough to live. If you're gonna take, then you have to give. We're for the dark, baby, you and I. Show me the clouds and I'll give you sky if you want me to. Show me the crowds and I'll make you sigh if you take me through. Well, it's not enough to be. If you're gonna look, then you have to see.
Three songs by Badfinger with Joey Molland on late Joey Molland on guitar. This is the last of Joey Molland on guitar. This is the last surviving member of Badfinger, carrying on the legacy of carrying on the legacy of Badfinger in Badfinger later years. That was a Word for the Dark. That was a Word for the Dark. For that weird, no matter what. It starts off with all those are from No Dice, released on Apple Records in 1970, but that was from the 2010 remaster. And with that, the show comes to a close because we ran out of time. So sorry, I ran over time a bit, but sorry about that. But anyway, we're closing up shop now with Eric and Ernie playing us out. So anyway, next live show on RFD will be the Tom and Daryl afternoon show at 3 o'clock, I think, 3 o'clock Eastern time, 2 Central. Then after that, you have the World According to Clay and Rachy at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central. And after that, you have some Jim Pemberton show. Probably give me back the 70s or something. Stay tuned for a replay of Club Impaler Overnight from years ago. In your sun, bring me laughter. All the while, in this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy that you give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Anyway, join us next week when we'll have an equally awesome show. Probably have theme time and the same music.
Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love, sweet love. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love.
This is number 6. Reminding you to lather, rinse, repeat. Do something about those fingernails. No, yes. Drive safely and drink milk. Join us on the web at thenextshow.com. Place the O with a 0 for playlist and show archives. That's it for the show. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. The show's over. Goodbye. 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 Stop listening. The show's over. Goodbye. 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 Keep listening to RFD. I'm going to go to the next one.